Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to Faith Foundations. Every Monday, we'll look to answer some of the questions Christians have in their walk with the Lord. Today, we sit down with Mike Sherrard of Summit Ministries in Colorado. Can you fill us in on maybe what are some of the differences among the most popular Bible translations and how we can determine which one might be the best one for us to be able to read God's Word?
That's a really good question. I once had a skeptic come up to me and say, hey, how can you trust the Bible when there are so many translations? It's been through one version after the next and one language after the next. How can you have any confidence that you know what it says? And I responded, you do know that there are copies of the books of the Bible that still exist that are written in the original language, and we have people that can still read Greek. And he goes, oh, okay. And his question was answered, and he moved along. And so that's why, to answer part of this question, that's why we have so many translations. It's the simple fact the Bible wasn't written in English, but we have access to thousands and thousands and thousands of copies of the Old Testament and the New Testament, and modern translators will use those ancient documents, and depending on what theory of translation they come from, they will write the Bible in English. And that's why we have different translations, because there's no one way to translate from one language to the next. And anybody's had any experience of speaking another language or speaking through a translator, you know that there are different ways to translate any given sentence. So the Bibles that we have will range from things like the ESV, for example, that tries to stay as close to a word-for-word translation. Now, the benefit of that is it just goes right back to the manuscripts, and it's what's the closest word-for-word translation. Now, the problem with the ESV is sometimes the meaning of a sentence can get lost when you're trying to go word-for-word. So you might have something like the NIV, which would be considered a dynamic equivalent, that will go not just really word-for-word, but more thought-by-thought. Idiom by idiom, phrase of speech by phrase of speech, and try to find the best translation appropriate. Then you might have something that's more of like a paraphrase, like the NLT, or of course the Message, which is a really easy example, and it's just a paraphrase, trying to really capture the spirit of the writing, not so much the word-to-word translation. And they all have their pluses and minuses, strengths and weaknesses, and so some just helpful tips on picking a translation. One would be, I think it's fine to stick with the Bible that you grew up with because it helps with memorization. So if you grew up in a Christian home and it was the King James Version, I think it's fine to stick with that as an adult because it will help you from a memorization standpoint. Or like me, I grew up with the NIV, and I almost wish I would have stayed with the NIV. I made a switch to the ESV years because it was like the cool, hipster, reformed kind of thing to do at the time or whatnot. And so for me, my scripture memorization has been a little bit challenged because I got two different translations in my mind. So sticking with one that you grew up with is fine, but if you're just starting out, the NIV, the ESV, those are two really good choices, and they're both very good translations. One last tip, reading two different translations is a helpful practice because each translation will be slightly different. Now, sometimes they say the exact same thing, but often there's a little bit of difference in how, let's say, the NIV will translate a passage versus the ESV. And in reading two different translations, often it illuminates that passage and gives you a clear understanding of what it means. And you don't even have to be a Bible scholar. It's just really easy. Just go online, read two different versions. You don't have to go to the Greek. You don't have to go to the commentary. Often just picking up two different translations and reading them, you will get a clear understanding of what, let's say, Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5. The good news for us today is that the modern translations, most of them are very good. The real question that I think is relevant for followers of Jesus is how much time you're actually spending in God's Word. Biblical literacy is going way down. The state of Christian worldview held by professing Christians is under 20%. So picking a right translation isn't as important as just faithfully reading the one that is available to you.
Just getting into God's Word is so crucial. Do you have any tips on how best we can do that? I know that there's reading plans out there. I know some people started Genesis, some people started the New Testament. Any tips for someone maybe that's just wanting to get started or really wanting to deepen their faith?
Yeah, some tips for effective Bible reading. Reading with somebody else, accountability partner, is very helpful. following a reading plan can be helpful. If you read basically three chapters of the Bible a day, you'll read the Bible in an entire year. Now, it might get hard when you get in Leviticus and whatnot, but there's actually a lot still there in the book of Leviticus. But one just simple point that really can change people's Bible reading, it's consistency. It's to read as much of the book of the Bible you're currently reading and do it in one sitting. Often we just read a chapter here, we read a verse there, and there's like a week in between. Try reading scripture in bigger portions. Try reading a book in one sitting. And I started to do that. Oh my goodness, it was like the word was open to me in a completely new way. And it just was because of something like consistency, reading it more often and reading it in longer portions.
That's Mike Sherrard of Summit Ministries in Colorado, our guest today on Faith Foundations, which airs every Monday as we look to answer some of the questions Christians have in their walk with the Lord.